St. Justin the Martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, for the second day now in a row for our after-Easter vacation masses, we have the Mass of a Martyr. The red vestments tell us that he shed his blood for Christ. Yesterday, of course, it was a prince who, if he hadn't betrayed Christ, could one day have been a king. But he gave up everything, including, remember, his family and all of his chances in this world in order to be faithful to our Lord, and he wouldn't receive the communion from the hands of a heretic. Unfortunately, there are many people today who don't quibble about such things. Well, today's saint is a saint who was a thinker. But what I'd like you to think about particularly today is whether or not you ever cheat. Do you ever cheat when you're playing a game? And or if you're playing a game and it doesn't go your way and you don't win, do you make a face? And do you pout? And are you sad then as a result of it? Which of course would ruin the purpose of a game, which is just to have some fun, isn't it? Well, I'm thinking about that because St. Justin the Martyr was born in about 100 AD, about a century or so after our Blessed Savior was born, and in the Holy Land, in the place that's called Samaria. And his parents were pagans, and he received an excellent education. And back then, people took thinking very seriously, thinking about life and the purpose of life and the way to be happy and why we're here. That was called philosophy. And there were schools of philosophy. And people, men, made their living teaching about philosophy. And some would pass their entire life going from one school to another. And then eventually, when they learned enough, they'd open up their own school. That was the case with St. Justin the Martyr. How did he get the last name of Martyr? Well, you might say he thought so well and he thought so long that one day he realized all of the pagan teaching was really pretty ridiculous. It didn't answer life's big questions. Why are we here? Where are we going? Who is God? What's he really like? Because remember, the pagan gods were silly and foolish. They were the kind that would cheat you if you were playing a game with them, and you would try to cheat them too. And he realized, well, that's not religion. That wouldn't be worthy of the name. I couldn't belong to something like that. And so he heard about our blessed Lord and his philosophy of life and what our Lord came to this earth to teach us and how he died to pay the price of our sins, and he rose again the third day. And he was baptized, and he started to write wonderful books explaining to the pagans all about Christianity and how it really was true after all. And then he went to Rome, because if you were very smart and you could teach these things, that's what you did. He went to Rome, and he opened his own school. And young men, as part of their education, signed up to go to his school, and they paid money to listen to his classes, and they wanted to learn his lessons, and many of them became Christian. He became rather well known, both for his books and for his teaching. What happened next? Somebody thought, I'm smarter than he is, and I'm a pagan. Besides, it's against the law to be a Christian. We'll see about this. And he challenged St. Justin to a debate. Well, St. Justin, who not only was smarter and a harder worker and more talented, but also who had the truth because he was a Christian, St. Justin won the debate fair and square, only the other one was a poor loser. And what did he do to get revenge? He turned him in to the Roman Emperor. The Roman Emperor, Marcus Aurelius, he pretended to be a great philosopher and a man of deep wisdom, but really he was a heartless pagan persecutor of Christianity. And when he was turned in by the man whom he had been debating, Saint Justin was arrested, like anyone else, and then he was tortured, and then he was put to death. He died a long time ago, but he leaves us a lesson, children, that our religion has alone all of the answers to all of life's vexing questions. Ours alone gives true wisdom. Ours is the religion that's worth dying for, and it's the only one in which we can happily live to come to eternal life. St. Justin the Martyr gives us that example. Oh, and don't forget, if you're a poor sport, and if you pout, if you lose a game or try to get revenge, don't be like that. Play fair and square. That probably, too, is part of a good philosophy of a Catholic life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.